Elven Quest by Anil Gupta and Richard Pinter. It is told among the wise that the third golden age took form in the coming together of the questers. For in seeking out the sword of Asnagar, they it was who forged the spirit of kinship among all the races of the world. Even was it so between men and elves as between men and dwarves. For they would fain place their trust and their weapons in each other's hands, that man might hold elf's weapon and dwarf might feel the weight of elf's weapon. And so on.
Good morning, all.
Good morning, my lord.
You're up early?
I've been sharpening my sword and polishing my battle armour.
So I see.
Old Sam kindly offered to buff up my breastplate for me.
Mm-hmm. And would it not have been easier if you'd taken it off first?
It's okay, I'm nearly done.
So, my fellow questers, today we must embark upon the journey to the castle of the evil Lord Darkness and rescue Amos, the chosen one, from his villainous clutches.
Oh, upon my oath, if that fiend has harmed him in any way...
Thou should save thy rage for the battle, Dean.
I know, but I'm so cross.
Stupid dog, how did he manage to get himself captured?
Well, although he is a dog in human form, Amos retains his animal instincts. Lord Darkness must have used the foulest trickery to entice him away.
Yeah, or he could have just offered him a biscuit.
Sam, I can tell you are worried about Amos. I swear by the ears of my forefathers, we shall rescue him, no matter what the dangers.
Great. When you say dangers...
The journey to the castle is a closely guarded secret. Only the tree people know the way.
Oh, of course. And where will we find them?
They live in the thickest, darkest part of a thick, dark forest, known as the Forest of Certain Death. That's it, over there.
The Forest of Certain Death?
Yes.
Why is it called that?
That's its name.
And is it a particularly dangerous place at all?
Why do you ask?
It's called the Forest of Certain Death.
That had never occurred to me before.
So, is it?
I've absolutely no idea. No one who's gone in has ever emerged to tell the tale. Onward, questers!
Sorry to interrupt, Your Greatness.
Yes, what is it?
Yes, the Chosen One is safely locked up in the dungeon.
Excellent, thank you, Creech.
Yeah, I put him in the deepest, darkest dungeon. A pit of icy black despair where the bones of past victims are picked over by foul carrion beasts. And I haven't even given him any cushions.
Yes, that all sounds fine.
Yes. Do you want me to kill him now, or shall we toy with him first?
We're not going to kill him.
Right. Only he is the Chosen One, and the Sword of Asnagar is
the most powerful weapon ever created and can only be wielded by the Chosen One. Yes, I know. If used for good, it will destroy all the forces of darkness. But if used for evil...
Ah. What?
It will destroy all the forces of good.
Oh, right, yes.
Yeah, it would be the ultimate triumph of evil.
So, how are we going to get him to join our side? Thumbscrews? The rack? I always like hot pokers. You know, if you get them in and out quickly enough, there's still a bit of heat left and you can stick them up your own.
Creech! Chosen One isn't going to succumb to anything as crude as hot pokers. No, I have something much more diabolical in mind for him.
Oh, what is it?
It's this.
What?
This machine I'm building.
Oh, right, is it a torture machine, is it?
Of course it's a torture machine, Creech. What did you think it was?
Shelves.
Shelves. I am the Lord Darkness, bringer of misery and purveyor of destruction. Am I going to waste my time knocking up bits of furniture, am I?
Sorry, Lord. We do need some shelves, though.
This is the most brilliantly complex and fiendish torture machine ever devised.
Oh, what's it called?
It hasn't got a name.
Oh, got to have a name. All the best torture machines have names. The Rack... The Iron Maiden.
Well, yeah, of course, you're right, yes. So, what could it be? Something that encapsulates its almost poetic beauty whilst hinting at its sinister purpose.
Smash?
No.
Crushy smash?
No. I have it. I shall call it... The Petard of Irony.
Ah, right. What does that mean?
Don't worry, Creech. All will become clear very, very soon.
you stop flicking branches in my face?
If you were normal height, they'd be hitting you in the knees, which isn't painful at all.
Among my people, I am normal height. Just as I imagine among your people, you are amusing.
I can't believe we haven't seen any tree people yet.
And yet, I get the strangest feeling I'm being watched. As if someone's staring intently at my every move.
Oh, sorry, that's me. Just admiring your armour again. Is it much further? These midges are eating me alive.
Well, they've not troubled me at all.
Yeah, I suppose even blood-sucking parasites draw the line somewhere.
Perhaps we should consult the chart. Dean?
Aye, Lord, I have it here.
Right, let's see. By my reckoning, we should be about here.
Here, I think, Lord Vidar.
Right, okay, and the tree people live here.
There.
Right, okay, so that means we need to be going this way.
That way.
Okay, right, come, fellow questers, follow me.
I don't know what you see in him.
We were promised to each other by our families as a last attempt to preserve the noblest line of elves and warriors.
So you're not in love?
I was brought up as a warrior. I was never instructed in womanly things like love.
Oh, well, you'll just have to lie back and think of Belerond, won't you?
What do you mean?
On your wedding night.
Why would I lie back on my wedding night? I shall spend my wedding night as I spend every night, heavily armed and alert to danger.
Well, that's one way to get through it.
Walt, who disturbs the sacred canopy?
Hail Clovis, king of the tree people. I am Vidar, leader of the quest for Asnagar's sword.
Hail Clovis, I am Penthesilea, warrior queen of the Sicambri.
Hail Clovis, I am Dean, dwarvish lord of the dwarves.
And you, human, why do you not hail?
I would, but your arrow has pinned my arm to a tree. It really hurts.
I accept your apology. Come, Vidar, let us walk and you can tell me more of your quest.
Yeah, I'll wait here, shall I?
We are charged with seeking out the lost sword of Asnagar to triumph over evil and banish forever the forces of darkness.
I see.
It is written that only the Chosen One may wield the sword.
Go on.
But the Chosen One has been captured by Lord Darkness, you see.
Uh-huh.
Yes, and so we were wondering...
Wondering what?
We were wondering whether you might...
You know...
Help you get to Lord Darkness's fortress.
Exactly.
That's it.
The fortress.
Do you know how many strangers I've met in the forest who haven't wanted help getting to the fortress?
No.
It'd take a wild guess. None. Not a single one. Everybody wants the same thing, don't they, boys? Always want the same thing. Nobody cares about us. Nobody just pops by to see how we're getting on. Well, we've had enough. You can all find your own way to the fortress from now on. So there.
I'm very sorry if we've offended you.
Yes, well, you have.
What do we do?
I don't know.
Offer to take him on the quest.
Your Majesty, we would be honoured if you would accompany us on our sacred quest.
No, as leader.
Yeah, well, hang on, I'm
one. Proper leader?
Yeah, yeah, there's a hat and everything.
Well, very well, we shall come. And I decree that we shall leave immediately. No, wait, it's tea time. I decree that we shall leave straight after tea.
Where are you taking me?
Silence! We are going to see the master.
Who's that?
Silence! His name is Lord Darkness. Silence!
Didn't say anything.
Oh, sorry. Kneel, dog. Kneel before Lord Darkness.
Yeah, I don't know kneel. I can do sit or roll over.
Ah, the Chosen One. I am the Lord Darkness, Slayer of the Righteous, who has dominion over all the forces of evil.
And I am Amos, pleased to meet you.
I trust your time in the darkest dungeon was not too uncomfortable?
I did a wee in the corner. I couldn't wait. I kept asking to be let out, but...
Enough of this small talk. The Sword of Asnagar.
Oh, yes.
I want it, and I want you to help me get it.
Right.
Well...
Well, I'd love to, but I've already told Vidar and the others I'd help them, so...
Oh, I see. Well, in that case, allow me to introduce you to a little device I call... The Petard of Irony.
Where?
Hey, Creech, you were supposed to take the dust sheet off.
Oh, sorry, Lord, when?
When I said the Petard of Irony.
Oh, right, should I do it now?
Well, it's hardly going to have the same dramatic impact, is it, now?
Well, maybe you could say it again.
Just take it off, yes. Take it off. There. That's it.
It's very nice.
Well, do you want to know what it does?
Oh, yes, sorry.
Right. Well, for minds such as ours, the usual forms of torture are easy to resist, but imagine the horror of a machine which can reach into one's innermost thoughts and turn them back upon their creator. I haven't finished yet, Teresa.
Oh, sorry.
You may be able to resist anything that another's mind might throw at you, but who can defy the worst excesses of their own imagination? My machine scans your thoughts for the most hideous fate that you have ever wished upon your enemies, and then, in a delicious twist, subjects you to it instead, so you become, in effect, the instrument of your own torture.
What, and I just hop on here, do I?
Yeah.
Oh, righto.
Critch, initiate the petard.
Hmm?
Turn it on.
Oh, yes.
Halt, everyone. I think we need to go this way. No, wait. This way. Yes, definitely. Or maybe that way.
Do you have any idea what you're doing?
Your Majesty.
What?
Do you have any idea what you're doing, Your Majesty? I am king, remember?
King stupid.
What?
Nothing.
Thought not. How's your arm, by the way?
Oh, it's much better, thank you.
Ow! Apology accepted. Follow me, everyone.
I swear, if he shoots me in the arm one more time...
So, Sam, tell me more about love. What is it, exactly?
Oh, well, how can I explain it? It's everywhere, isn't it? Love. I feel it... in my fingers. I feel it in my toes. Love is all around me, and so the feeling goes. Does that answer your question?
Can it only be between man and woman?
No, not really. It can be between man and man, or even dwarf and dwarf.
What about man and dwarf?
No, it can't be that. That's never allowed.
So is there no one you love?
Not really. I mean, not love, exactly. Someone I quite like.
Hmm, I see.
Do you?
It's your dog, Amos, isn't it?
No, that's not allowed either.
But you care about him.
I care about him. Yeah, he's been a good dog. I can always rely on him. In a way, he's the best friend I've got. He's always pleased to see me, at any rate.
Because he loves you, maybe.
Maybe. That's the thing about Amos. He loves everybody. Stupid dog.
I can't understand it. The petard is having no effect.
Shall I go to the higher setting, Lord?
Very well. How does that feel?
Well, it's a bit tickly. I quite like it, though.
All right, Creech, turn it off.
What, Lord?
I said turn it off.
Ah, sorry, Lord. I couldn't hear you because of the machine. What did you say?
So, Amos, it would seem you have defeated the petard of irony. I confess I did not think such a thing possible.
Sorry, I didn't mean to spoil your fun.
Creech, release the chosen one from his manacles.
Lord.
Come, Amos, and sit beside me. I would speak with you.
Well, okay. I'm not usually allowed on the furniture.
Do I seem like a bad person to you? I mean, what does the word bad mean, anyway? Surely in a dualistic world, the use of terms like good and evil are purely subjective. In that sense, it makes no difference which of us wields the sword of Asnagar, for we are, in effect, two sides of the same epistemological coin. Don't you agree?
You still talking to me?
You are the worthy adversary, Amos, and you have earned my respect, but I'm afraid it's poker time.
Oh, great! Such a pity Sam's not here. He loves poker.
Really? Although I can't help thinking pokers won't work on one as stubborn as you.
Sam says I'm stubborn too, especially when he takes me on one of his long walks and he has to carry me the last mile and a half.
Who is this Sam?
Sam? Oh, he's great. He's my best friend. I'd do anything for him.
Interesting. And where is this Sam?
Well, he was with Vidar and the others. I hope he's all right. He's probably wondering where I am.
So would you say Sam is the person you care about most in the whole world?
Oh, definitely.
And you would do anything to save him from danger?
Oh, anything!
Creech, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Yes, Lord. Stick the poker in sideways.
There it is. The dread fortress of Lord Darkness.
Excuse me. Have you ever seen the Fortress of Lord Darkness?
Well, no.
Only the tree people know the Dark Fortress. This could be any fortress, couldn't it?
Oh, so?
Yeah. Thank you. I'll let you know when we find the Dread Fortress of Lord Darkness. Behold, the Dread Fortress of Lord Darkness.
Well, it's certainly dark and foreboding. Couldn't have written it better myself. What do we do now?
I think we should wait until daybreak and then go in.
Wait until daybreak when everyone can see us? Vida, are you insane?
It's not my idea.
Oh, sorry. I smelled stupid. I assumed it was you.
Daytime is when the hordes of darkness rest. Only the three-headed troll who guards the entrance will be awake.
Will he let us in?
He will pull off our limbs one by one and consume them before our very eyes.
If we could sneak up on him, then I could fell him with one blow of my mighty axe.
You can't sneak up on a three-headed troll. They are vigilant in three planes at once. That's why people use them.
What do you mean? Isn't he one of Lord Darkness's evil horde?
No.
Security is contracted out. Everyone does it. The three-headed trolls have got the whole business sewn up.
Are they bright?
Many are dull-witted. But others have an intellect which is nearly the equal of my own.
Perhaps if someone were to distract him.
Of course! Let me be the one. I shall willingly sacrifice myself in order that the Chosen One might be saved.
No, my love, you can't do it.
Ah, sweet Penthesilea. I am sorry to leave you bereft, but sometimes a man must answer to a higher calling.
No, I mean you won't be able to distract him. The troll will recognise you and slaughter you on sight.
Oh, right, haven't thought of that.
Oh, the same goes for me and Dean.
Oh, not again.
It has to be you, human.
Absolutely not.
Then you are a stranger to bravery, a cowardly, cowardly custard.
Yeah, the point is, this is not a brave thing to do. It's a staggeringly stupid thing to do.
Lord Vida was ready to do it.
Yeah, as I said.
Leave him, Dean. Sam doesn't think like us.
Thank you.
For Sam, the idea of laying down his life for a noble cause makes no sense. He can't understand why you would sacrifice yourself to help others, even if one of those others was your best friend in the whole world.
Yeah, well, hang on.
Even if, as in this case, the friend in question represented the only hope for good to triumph over evil, and, coincidentally, his only chance of ever returning to his own world, he would never take that risk.
Look, I didn't say I wouldn't do it. I just meant that we should explore all the other options first.
There are no other options.
Right. I suppose I'll have to do it, then.
Even though it means almost certain death.
Sounds like a plan to me.
Let me embrace you, Samuel Porter. You're a fine human being. The finest I have ever known.
Well, you can't have known many, then.
You are the first.
Very well, human. Your task is great, but I believe soon the trees will welcome you again beneath the cool green shadow.
At least you have confidence in me.
I don't. The cool green shadow is death.
Human, you and I have not always seen eye to eye.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I won't bother saying goodbye.
What you're doing is incredibly brave. By all my ancestors, I wish you strength and speed, and promise that your sacrifice shall not have been in vain.
Well, I might not die.
I shall always remember you, Sam Porter.
All right, okay. Cheerio.
Hey! Hey, troll!
Halt! What seekest thou, and what is thy... What do you want?
It's Sam Porter. Got a meeting with Lord Darkness. I should be on the list.
What list?
Well, don't say you haven't got a list.
No.
What's going on?
He says he's on the list.
What list?
That's what I said.
Look, there must be a list. How do you know who to let in?
We don't let anyone in.
Oh, we just kill him.
Yeah. Not sure that's going to go down too well with the Dark Lord. Having his guests slaughtered does tend to annoy him.
Well, now I don't know what to do.
Yeah, perhaps you could go in and check.
Well, we're not supposed to leave our post.
What's going on?
He says he's on the list.
What list?
Isn't there some way to contact him? Perhaps if all three of you shouted at the same time.
Might work.
What's your name?
Sam.
Well, how'd you spell that?
S-A...
By the beard of Astrakhan!
Security, they're all the same.
You can stay down here till Lord Darkness decides what to do with you.
Oh, wait! No, don't leave me! What if I need to go again?
Psst. Who's that?
Hey, miss! It's me! Stand away from the door!
Sam! It's you and all the others! Brilliant!
Shh. Stop shouting, we don't want to alert the guards.
I can't help it, I'm just so excited to see you all. I want everyone to know how happy I am. This is brilliant.
do something?
Yeah, there is a place you can grab him, but I wouldn't recommend it.
Well, well, well. The noble questers. What a lovely surprise.
You said you knew they'd come, Lord.
I was being ironic.
Oh.
It's part of the whole being an evil Dark Lord persona.
Sorry.
So, well, well, well. You see, I've completely lost it now.
What do you want, Darkness?
Ah, Vida. How are you?
Prepare to taste the edge of my blade, evil one.
Seriously?
I will gladly die that my people shall live in a world free from your tyranny.
You're a very angry little man, aren't you? Did you have to wear some sort of brace as a child? That kind of thing can leave emotional as well as physical scars, you know?
Your twisted words will not turn me from my purpose, nor will the childhood memory of my corrective shoes affect me.
Enough. Which of you is the human known as Sam?
Say nothing. We will never betray one of our band of brothers to you, Darkness, no matter what you do to us.
Well, that's nice. But since the band of brothers consists of an elf, a dwarf, and an Amazon, I'm guessing it's you.
It's a fair cop.
Now, Sam, I expect you're wondering what I, the Lord Darkness, master of all the forces of evil, could possibly want with you.
Now you come to mention it.
You see, Sam, your friend Amos and I had a little chat earlier. I was trying to persuade him to get the Sword of Asnagar for me.
Darkness, you fiend. The Chosen One would never betray our just and noble cause.
So it seems. But then I thought, I wonder how he would feel if I were to involve his best friend Sam.
Oh, great.
What are you going to do to Sam?
Well, that very much depends on you. If you cooperate, then nothing at all. If not...
Okay, fine, fine. You can have your stupid sword. Just leave Sam alone.
Chosen One!
Amos, please, you can't do this.
Well, I can if I like.
Tell him, Sam.
Tell him what?
The Sword of Asnagar has the power to decide the outcome of the ultimate battle. You cannot let it fall into the hands of the evil ones.
No, no, of course, that would be bad. But on the other hand, there's the...
Unimaginable and excruciating agony.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah.
What should I do, Sam? Tell me what to do.
Well, Sam wants it to be.
You couldn't give me a minute, could you?
Very well. You have until the hourglass runs dry to give me what I want. If not, I shall be introducing Sam to a little device known as... Hard of iron. Now, preach, now.
Sam, I'm really sorry. Sam? Sam?
Sam? Sam? Sam!
Shut up, I can hear you.
I thought you'd gone. It's so dark in here.
Oh, what? In the deepest, darkest dungeon? Big surprise.
I don't think sarcasm is going to help us, Sam.
Oh, I'm sorry. Which rhetorical trope would you prefer? Metaphor? Simile? Perhaps a spot of Lytotes to save me from certain death?
That's still sarcasm.
Come, come, comrades. I am sensing despair. We must not give up hope.
Vidar's right.
I am?
It does happen.
There must be a way out.
We just need to think of it.
Come, let us all think. The combined power of our minds will surely find a way.
Hmm. What is it we're supposed to be thinking of?
Who said that?
I did. King Clovis, if you don't mind.
You were supposed to stay outside the castle and wait for us.
I did. We were getting bored, so we thought we'd find out where you were. It took us a while, didn't it, boys?
A long time. It was ages. But how did you all get in here?
Oh, that was easy. We found a tunnel led us straight here. We tree people aren't only about hanging around in the treetops, you know. Trees have roots, remember? Yeah, but nobody wants to know about that side of being a tree person.
Hello? Hello? Oh, they've all gone. Well, we'd better go after them. Or shall we stay here for a bit?
Let's stay here. It's lovely.
Yeah. All right, then.
Yeah?
It's the prisoners, my lord.
Yeah?
They've...
Don't say escaped.
Okay.
Have they escaped?
You told me not to say.
Oh! What am I supposed to do with the petard? It's all warmed up now.
Well...
It was a rhetorical question, Creech. I think we both know the answer. Oh.
That's it. We're out.
Oh, brilliant. Well done, Dean.
I still don't see why I had to go first.
Well, in case there were any demons or such like that would need smiting. You are the mightiest warrior, after all.
So, I wasn't a Say's thing, then?
No.
Yay! We're free! Let's go for a run around!
Oh, it feels good to stand up straight after 2 hours of crawling along on my hands and knees.
Where is Sam?
He's right behind me the whole way.
Oh, we're at the end, then.
Sam! Sam, look at this! It's a hole! It must have been made by some kind of burrowing animal. Isn't it brilliant? Look, here's another one!
Come, we should get to the woods before nightfall. Make camp there.
And tomorrow we shall start our quest in earnest. And I, for one, pledge that I will not rest until the Sword of Asnagar is delivered safely into the hands of the Chosen One.
Aye.
Sam, I've got my foot stuck. Sam.
How sharp is this sword?
You have been listening to Elven Quest, starring Darren Boy, Dave Lamb, Kevin Eldon, Stephen Mangan, Alistair McGowan, Chris Pavlo, and Sophie Winkleman. The producers were Paul Schlesinger and Anil Gupta.